Authorities in the Netherlands have arrested 8 men under suspicion of providing financial and logistical support to Al-Qaeda. Dutch prosecutors say the suspects were running a kind of terrorist recruitment center. The arrests coincide with the opening of a trial of 4 others accused of operating a separate terrorist cell in the Netherlands and of planning attacks against U.S. interests in Europe. Gregory Crouch reports.
The Dutch are worried this morning that their worldwide reputation for tolerance may be serving as a magnet for potential terrorists. Accusations that jihad warriors were being recruited and financed while on Dutch soil have set this small, quiet country on edge and furthered speculation that Al-Qaeda may be regrouping. Prosecutors stunned the nation late Monday with news that 8 suspects had been apprehended in different parts of the Netherlands under suspicion of aiding and abetting Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda network. Dutch television reported that early morning police raids turned up a cache of fake passports and code names, not to mention some considerable financial resources. Dutch intelligence authorities claim the suspects were trying to recruit young men willing to die in Al-Qaeda's jihad or holy war and then provide them with the funds and identification they needed. Prosecutors say the potential combatants were given temporary housing and money to travel abroad. What's unclear is how many men have been recruited or where they are now. Investigators are now trying to determine the defendants' real identities. They say the men are either members of Al-Qaeda or very closely aligned with it. The men are believed to range in age from 25 to 35 and are most likely from North Africa or the Middle East. A Justice Ministry spokesman said at least some are of Arabic descent. Press reports indicate the men will be denied all contact with the outside world, with the exception of their attorneys. Investigators are not yet ready to link these latest arrests with an ongoing investigation into a separate Dutch-based terrorist cell that is accused of planning to blow up the U.S. Embassy in Paris and a military base in Belgium. Prosecutors presented their first evidence in that case, coincidentally, on Monday. Central to that case is the police raid last year of a Rotterdam apartment that turned up 26 stolen passports and videotaped speeches of Osama bin Laden. 2 Algerians, a Frenchman and a Dutchman, are accused of using that Rotterdam apartment as a base for a kind of terrorist support network. The defendants have been in custody for nearly a year. All deny the charges. Their lawyers have called for their release, saying that the prosecution has failed to establish any link to terrorist activities. These cases have Dutch politicians concerned that the Netherlands has become a safe haven for potential terrorists. Some are now calling for stricter immigration laws and increased security measures. Tolerance, said one Dutch politician late Monday night, shouldn't be extended to terrorists. For NPR News, I'm Gregory Crouch in Nijmegen, the Netherlands.